Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host, Maarten Horst, and we have a fantastic program today with a very special guest, Brian Kelly. And Brian Kelly is one of the founders of the OPT movement, one people's public trust, foreclosed on all governments and all banks, removed the finance elite from power, returning all wealth and gold back to its rightful owners, the people. Yes, we are the people. And Brian, I want to welcome you to the show. It's amazing that you're doing this work. But please first give us a little bit background information on how it came about, the whole idea and the whole website of the OPT movement.
Okay, will do. I'm sorry. I'm still just kind of jamming to your guys' intro music. So I'm trying to... I like that. I got really into it. I forgot that I was about to do a radio interview.
Peter Mertina, I can give you the music from him. It's amazing music. But we'll talk about it later privately. But it's the intro for my show, and I like it very much. And I'm happy you like it, Brian.
Well, let's just put it this way: I'm doing 6 radio interviews this week. That by far is my favorite intro music up to this point.
Well, that's a great compliment. Okay.
Kudos to you. Martin, I appreciate you having me on here, and for BBS for hosting, and. It's just very exciting time, really, because of how much this movement has really grown since I got involved, at least, which was around the 26th of December of last year. You know, it's just really incredible to watch. I mean, if anybody that goes onto Google and you Google One People's Public Trust with parentheses around it, which contains it to just One People's Public Trust mentionings on websites, there's over 1.3 million, I think, last time I checked, responses.
So many.
Yeah, 1.3 million. So prior to December, you know, the end of December probably would have been limited to less than 100. So to go from less than 100 to 1.3 million is, I mean, that's beyond any viral campaign that would be considered, you know, to be defined by the word viral, really. So right. It's fun. It's exciting. Now to kind of give you a little bit of background for your listenership that's new to the One People's Public Trust. I guess it's probably best. How long do we have here? Just so I kind of get an idea of how quickly I need to run through stories.
We have until a few minutes before the next hour. Let's say 55
okay,
minutes.
So just under an hour. Okay. Yeah. So just a quick Cliff's Notes, because there's so much information that can – now that people – anybody that's listening to your show, if they want to go to optin.com, OPPT-IN.com, there's a lot of really amazing resources that are there with videos that can be watched or radio interviews that can be listened to that will tell the background of the story with a lot more detail than I can share in an hour. Okay. So I'll just kind of give you the quick Cliff's Notes version if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So the One People's Public Trust was founded on the principles that the slavery systems of corruption – and the corporate governments of the world, you know, were damaged beyond repair to a state that, you know, we couldn't operate as a civilization anymore while those control systems were still in place. So Heather Ann Tucci-Giroff, she's one of the trustees, and then there's two others, Caleb and Randall. And Heather was a licensed bar attorney here in the United States. And she had 20 years experience in working in corporate law and in the banking and finance sector for multiple organizations all around the world. And so she had a lot of direct experience inside of the working inside of the UCC, which is the Uniform Commercial Code. And the Uniform Commercial Code is the set of standards that governs how, you know, governments and corporations deal with one another. Hence the word uniform. So it's the uniform system that was designed to kind of overrule all other systems that are underneath it. So when Heather, throughout Heather's experience in working under UCC law, she was able to really uncover how broken and dirty and corrupt it was. And it was around the time of the financial crash that she started to question whether or not she wanted to continue the direction she was going with her career. And made the determination to cancel her bar license and to do an investigation into the fraud and the corruption that she was exposed to on a daily basis. So what she did was she put her home through the foreclosure process so she could track the fraud back to the source of those that were committing it, because it goes well beyond just the banks that supposedly lent the money. And we could talk about that later, because most if not all loans are fraud, especially coming from big banks. Mm-hmm. So what she found was, through this process of research, was that the corruption was far thicker and much more complex than she even herself even realized. And so she, her and the other two trustees, they came together and they put together what's called the Paradigm Report, which is the basically the overview of their findings. And through that report, the synopsis or the conclusion that they made was that the systems were so dirty that, like I said before, they had to be completely discarded and taken apart. So Heather used her vast knowledge and experience in UCC to create the UCC filings, which essentially, considering the fact that all governments are actually corporations, like the United States of America Corporation or the Commonwealth of Australia, which is a corporation which is registered in Washington, D.C. A great video to go out and watch for anybody that's listening is What the FUQ, which is Frequently Unanswered Questions, which the Bartles put together, which helped to, them to pull apart the corruption in Australia, which is a great resource as well. But essentially what they did was they created some filings that declared every man, woman, and child sovereign from these systems from now, from I believe it was November 18th, I believe it was, forward. So the only way that these particular corporations could argue these particular filings or these particular claims was to rebut them. And so the way that UCC law works is that when a UCC filing is put into the UCC system, if the filing goes unrebutted for a period of time, which I believe is 3 days, then that filing becomes law automatically. Okay. So these particular sets of filings and they can all this information can be found from anyone. You can go to the UCC and look these filings up. Anybody that's listening that might doubt it or wants to do their own research, because I highly suggest that people do. Don't take my word for it. The information is out there. Go and find it. It foreclosed on the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, the Hague, which is the World Court, the World Bank, the Bank for International Settlements, and the Vatican. And they did it lawfully, legally, and duly verified because as registered in commerce as duly foreclosed as of October 24th, 2012, which is a matter of law, a matter of fact, and a matter of public policy, and it's unrebuttable and unrebutted. So essentially, these filings, they changed the course of human existence. The people of the world are now free. The systems have now been unplugged. And, you know, what people are seeing right now is the last remaining bits of – it's kind of like the good analogy that we use is, you know, when your car runs out of gas, right?
Right.
When it runs out of gas, there's that point in time where it runs on literally the fumes that are still left in the tank. Mm-hmm. But if you don't go to the gas station real quick, we all know what happens, right? Car ends up dead on the side of the road if you even have enough fumes to get it to the side of the road, maybe in the middle of the street. So these systems, they still appear to be operational because they're still running on the momentum that was created over so many years in the keeping them going. But mm-hmm. We're coming up to a time very soon in the extremely near future where that last bit of gas, the last gasp of all of these systems, all of these dirty corporations from around the world are going to not have another breath of air in their lungs to continue to operate. And so what we've been doing since December 26th is spreading the word. You know, that we have a saying – there's a saying out there, you can take the you can take the people out of slavery, but it's a lot harder to take the slavery out of the people. So right. the people are now free to be and do and choose and create and live and thrive on their own with total, absolute, unencumbered freedom. But they just don't all know it yet. So the last couple of months have been an awareness campaign to mm-hmm. get the information out to the masses, to let them know that the way that they have been ruled for their whole lives, those ways are now done, and it's time that we start a new chapter in human existence. and start to come together as humanity, as one collective consciousness, and move into this new age that the ancients have been prophesizing for thousands of years.
That's the
background, my man. I mean, there's going to be – you could write books about – there's books that have already been written about this stuff, but you could write books about just how much what has been done over the last couple of months. But in a nutshell, that's a little bit of the history, and that's kind of the background of the whole thing.
Well, you know, you make me smile, and you are creating hope in my audience, because what you're saying is really what we need, you know. And the once public trust, one people's public trust, as it came about, is a very strong legal system that can also help to put down these corporations and governments. So can you maybe elaborate on how you concretely, how we can all as a people can help the one people's trust to
sure
to get our rights back?
Yeah, of course. So what's really important to understand is that, and part of the message that gets confused, and we spend a lot of time in making sure we address this in our weekly blog talk radio shows, is that, you know, we're not getting rid of one control system to replace it by another. So the One People's Public Trust is just a tool. Mm-hmm. It's a tool that allows people to no longer have to answer to anybody else, anybody of authority. It's a tool that was used to take away governance to instill self-governance. The idea that do unto others as you would do unto self, and, you know, live your life freely, unencumbered, without having to worry about somebody governing your every action, so long as you're not committing harm to another individual. So what this particular tool did, which is the One People's Public Trust and the UCC filings, is it created a scenario where all of the people, the only entity, the only being they have to answer to now, the only bond, the only contract, is between the individual and that of their creator. Mm-hmm. So anything else is fraud. Indeed. So there is no contract between me and my government that could tell me what to do, my foreclosed government, my alleged foreclosed government. So my only bond, my only contract, and your only contract, and everybody else in the world's only contract is between us and our creator. So there is no more contract. All the other contracts that have been in the middle that have been placed on us since birth, with birth certificates and driver's licenses and passports and all of these other things, those have all been canceled. So a part of what the One People's Public Trust did that's going to really help to reshape and reform humanity is that during the process of these filings and these foreclosures, the One People's Public Trust was able to commandeer back all of the value that has been stolen from us for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And when I say all the value, what I'm referring to is all of the world's precious metals and resources, the gold bars and mm-hmm. the silver that have been supposedly locked away in the Federal Reserve and Fort Knox. All of this value has been stolen from us. And so that value has now been resecured and taken back. Now, one day very soon, the story will be told and how that happened. So you can't ask me, because it's not something that I completely understand just yet, because that chapter of the story has yet to be told. The most important factor here is that it's back in the people's control, and it's safe, and it's protected, and it's secure. And the systems are now being set up to establish a foundation for that value to be redistributed to all of the people of all of the world equally, to mm-hmm. where they have access to live their lives in total harmony with themselves, with their family, with nature, and with creation, with the ability to access that value to, A, ensure all their basic needs are met. So when we came onto this earth, the reason why we have mortgages to and we pay rent and we pay electricity bills, and we pay for groceries, and we pay for gas, and we pay for bills and credit card bills and all these other things. That's because we've created those systems. We as humanity developed those systems. And so the people that have been in control, they put those there to harvest our energy. You know, mm-hmm. when we first populated this planet, nobody paid to live here. So the direction that we're going is to allow beings to be as they wish and do as they please without having to worry about being shackled to poverty or a mindset that's built around fear or lack. So in the not so far off future, what that creates is a heaven on earth type situation, a utopia. Yes.
I've read all about it, and I must tell you that you come close to my subject of ET First Contact Radio, which has the disclosure and the Zara. Of course, you know about the National Economic Security and Reformation Act. Because I think it fits very well in here, because the word I use is disclosure. It's not only the disclosure of ET technology and free energy, but also of the rightful owners, the people of the earth, will be given back all the wealth.
Correct. Yes. And that's really why I was excited to come on your show, Martin, because that has been our relationship and our connection beyond this planet has been my fascination since well before I knew about the One People's Public Trust. And it plays a very big role, and it is a very big piece of the puzzle that unfortunately I can't just speak openly about on some of the other radio shows, because the audience isn't quite ready to hear that side of things because of how much the masses have been brainwashed into believing that we're the only one, humanity on Earth is the only source of life in the universe. So yeah, I'm really happy to be here. I was so excited when you emailed me, because that's really where my passion lies, is getting to the point where we can be reintroduced to our family from the cosmos. And that right there, that changes the whole landscape and the whole paradigm in an instant.
Yes, and we'll not be needing money anymore as well.
That's correct. You know,
we can live in abundance. There are so much resources, and we don't have to hurt Mother Earth to get those resources out, because we have the technology to replicate it.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny. I agree. You know, where there's a little bit of discussion going on, let's call it discussion, is that, you know, it's people are wondering how fast it's going to take to transition from a money-based society to a no-money-based society. Some people think it's going to take some time. Others, like me, think it can happen almost in an instant. Because here's why. Money is a topic we discuss pretty frequently. Money represents energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a manifestation of energy. And so many people are very blinded that, you know, the money or the dollars that say Federal Reserve note or whatever kind of form of currency or value that they have in their bank account is wealth. The true wealth of the people is inside of the people. Exactly. So if you go to outback, and you go to the Aboriginal tribes that are living in the outback of Australia, mm-hmm. you don't find them trading money back and forth to buy things. You know,
no.
So you'll have an example I used the other day is you'll have a guy, a hunter, and he goes out and kills a buffalo, and he's got all this buffalo meat. And then you got somebody in town that makes some bulls and cups, right? And the guy that killed buffalo needs a cup and it needs a bull. And the person that makes the cups and makes the bulls needs to eat, so they need some buffalo. So they trade, right? Like a bartering system. So the only reason we have money right now is so that people didn't have to carry around their currency all the time in golds and silvers back before paper money was made. But when you create a civilization, when you create a society that's based upon total abundance, then you have a situation where everything is just an exchange of energy and nothing more. So people contribute their energy into the system, and then what they need, they take out. So they give what they can, and what they need, they take out. So people, you know, people have gotten really stuck on the idea of, well, if everybody has all this unencumbered access to all this money, all this gold, say $1 billion or whatever the dollar figure might be, then you're not going to have anybody that's willing to clean the toilets and sweep the floors and make the cars and produce the electricity. But even though we know we don't need that because we're going to have free energy technology, they're not going to have those people. We had that conversation on a blog talk show, and I got like 4 or 5 emails. One of them really stood out. And the lady in the email on the subject line, she put in all capitals with like 10 exclamation points, "I will sweep the floors." And I love that, right? Because what it did to me was it proved the fact that when we're operating in a society of love thy neighbor as thyself, and we have certain requirements that are roles that need to be taken on by other members of society in order for the whole system to operate, you have people that have so much passion about helping others that they volunteer for the jobs that they just know that need to get done, right? Sick. And when you operate in a society where it's a combination of people doing the things they know need to get done combined with the things that they love, because once then everybody can live together in harmony, right? But once these technologies that have been suppressed from human civilization are released, it's going to release the need for a lot of these jobs anyways, these jobs that people can't stand. Right. We've talked to people that have been inside of the factories that have all of these free energy devices already built. They're the size of little mini refrigerators that are ready to start being distributed to everybody on the planet. So we think we're having fun right now. just wait a few days and wait till this whole thing busts out into the open. And then once everybody realizes, the collective of humanity, all 7 billion plus of us, realize that the way of life that we've lived up to this point is over, then everyone is free to co-create by their own free will. And when people are passionate about what they're doing, they have a deepest connection into source that they could possibly maintain that allows people to create absolute beauty and absolute an society based on absolute freedom, peace, and prosperity for all. That's why we came here.
Yes, indeed. You know, Brian, it's so beautiful what you're telling us, and I agree with you. Our future is going to be so bright and wonderful with abundance, and we can explore ourselves, our spirit, the galaxy. It's just beautiful, and I know that the Earth Allies are working behind the scenes together with the people from the inner Earth and the galactics to bring this all around and about. So I have the feeling it's going to happen quite soon. And but can you tell us a bit about what people, listeners, if they are have to feel the urge to help you, how can they help you?
Okay. Well, let me point people to some information that I'm sure probably most of your listenership is aware of, but it's a very reliable source of information if they really want to go and study up on where this is headed and where we are now. Check out Sheldon Neidel. Yes. And his website is paoweb.com, or you can find all of his weekly posts at americankabuki.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. Sheldon Neidel is actually working with the the good guy force of the military, because they know that his connection and his information is really good. Yes. And he has – it's been confirmed by multiple people, very trustworthy folks that I've come into contact with, that his updates are spot on. And if you go read Sheldon Neidel, what you're going to find out is that the liaison teams are the people on the ground and the what did you refer to them as?
The Earth Allies.
The Earth Allies, yes.
Yeah.
The Earth Allies have been in preparation mode for quite some time. But right now, they are – it's kind of like if you watch the Olympics and you watch like the 100-meter dash and all the runners line up and they put their little feet – they put their feet in the little like feet holders. And then you got the guy that's standing there with the gun, right? And he's ready to shoot off a blank into the sky and then the runners know to take off because that's when the race has started. So for the last few months, people, the Earth allies and the liaison groups have been kind of shaking out their legs, kind of stretching out, you know, doing their pre-work duties to make sure everything is in order. Where they are right now is their feet are in those little feet holders, and they're just sitting there listening for that gunshot to be boom, to know that now's the time. It's game time. Let's move.
The green light.
Yeah. So yeah, green light. Yeah, green light. Time to move. So that's literally how close we really are. And once people start really waking up, they're going to understand that they're a lot more connected to the galactics than they previously thought was the case.
Exactly. When we will be explained by disclosure on our real true history, how it came about, you know, it's going to be amazing because those people from the Galactic Federation are our ancestors, in fact.
Yes, correct. That, correct. You know what? You know what's and to even take it a level further, this is it's going to take some time for some of this to sink in for some of the people that are listening. But, you know, we all know inherently that we are all connected. We are all one. We're all part of the same cosmic fabric. We're all part of the same source energy. We're sparks of our creator, right? So when you really sit back and you think about that, right, not only are we all connected to each other here on this planet, and all of the plants and animals and things. I mean, this is the dream world, right? Then you realize that there is no difference between us and our galactic space family, right? That we are all connected. So what's going to be a really powerful realization is when people start to resonate with the idea that they've been working through us this whole time.
They've been working through us this whole time.
And it's going to be, you know, when people talk about the, you know, the big disclosure and the re-education process, this is going to be, it's not going to look exactly like people are imagining it to look, right? Now, I don't have all the answers, but I've been given enough insight where I can draw my own conclusions while staying totally unattached to any expectations or particular outcomes that it needs to look and feel a certain way. But in order for the big disclosure, the disclosure with a big D, and the re-education process to resonate with everybody in the world, it can't come from a government telling us what's been going on.
No, of course not.
It can't, because everybody's going to be like, bah, whatever, right? No one's going to believe. For example, Barack Obama, and I'm impartial, is he a good guy, is he a bad guy? I don't look at people like good and bad anymore. Everybody has a role to play, and we're all characters in this big cosmic play. No one's good. No one's bad. I'll be the first one to walk up to some of the Illuminati that have created this landscape, and I'll give them the biggest hug. I'll tell them that I love them. I forgive them. And it's more fun over here on our side. So why don't you come over and play and hang out? And we'll really get this party started. So have a very open mind as we move into the days and weeks to come of what disclosure is going to look like, how it's going to feel, what's going to happen. I know that you're the name of your radio station says it all.
Yes, it does. It's First Contact Radio. And by the way, my dear friends and listeners, I want to tell you that you can download previous interviews which I had with very interesting people if you go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio and subscribe to the archives. It's in blue and white program archives. And it's a couple of bucks you pay, and then you can download and listen to my show. You can also help me to continue the show by giving a little donation via the PayPal button. And there's another good news, that is that if you subscribe to my archives, you can also download the archives from other program makers on BBS, like James Gilliland, Patricia Cordy, Tana Drama, and many others. So that was just a little bit to promote my show, Brian. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Donate to Martin. He does good work, and he deserves to have some support out there. So make sure his work keeps going. He's a good man.
Thank you.
you got it.
It's fantastic to have you on the show. We really have a good chemistry together. So I would like to ask you if you have time next week to do another show on another radio station with me.
Absolutely. Of course. Yeah, you just got to let me know ahead of time, because I'm booking radio interviews very quick. And I just need a few days' notice so I can put it in my schedule, and we'll make it happen.
It will be on Monday the 11th, if you have time.
Well, I do one in the evening on Mondays. It starts at 4 o'clock Pacific time. What is your what time Pacific time? Do you know?
11 a.m. Pacific.
Yep, I can do it.
Can do it? Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, let's go in. Let's continue to the information that we discussed. We discussed Disclosure and Abundance and Nezara and the One People's Public Trust. What exactly are you doing in this organization? What's your task?
gosh, I'm wearing a lot of hats. It's one thing I want people to understand is One People's Public Trust is an organization of the people. Every person on the planet is a beneficiary to this trust, and there is no hierarchy of control. None of us that are working on, you know, a lot of this stuff on the radio or out there making things happen on a public level, want any credit or any we don't want to be put on any pedestal. We're just people that happen to cosmically be aligned with all of this. In a very synchronistic, very energy-driven sort of fashion. So anybody that wants to be involved can. By all means, I'm getting emails like crazy to emails that I've set up from people all over the world that just want to help out and they want to contribute. So just to kind of backtrack to your question that you asked me before I got off on a tangent, if people want to help and they want to do things, they want to get the word out, just help raise awareness, right?
Exactly.
Facebook this stuff. Create meetup groups. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. One of the biggest things people can really do is start to think about what you would do with your life if you didn't have to pay bills anymore and you didn't have to worry about money. What would you do? Start to create that plan today. When we get off the radio, I'll send you a plan that was put together by a few dear friends of mine on the OPPT ground crew that paints a really good picture of what life could look like in this new paradigm. Hope Girl 2012 has done an amazing job putting together the Fix the World business plan, where she's taken ideas from 35 countries, over 200 submissions, with solutions on how to fix all the major problems that are facing our world today, that are going to be fixed once we really get this show on the road, once we get things underway. So the hat that I'm kind of wearing right now is, I mean, you're listening to it. I'm not too bashful when it comes to going on the radio. I have a degree in communications, and I really love to speak to people, and I'm a very passionate guy, so I just love to share my energy and share my excitement and what I know. And if it can just help a few people, then mission accomplished as far as I'm concerned. But what I'm doing right now is kind of on the public relations side of things. I'm trying to get on as many radio programs as I can and talk to as many people that have large followings of many people that are, you know, truth seekers or not truth seekers, either is fine, and just to get the word out there. But here's, you know, one important point that I think Seraph is on the line. Seraph, you there, my man?
Yes, he's there.
Okay. You there?
Can you hear me?
We hear you, brother.
Brahim.
Seraph, my man.
What's
how are
up,
you?
Brother?
Welcome to the call, my man.
I'm fired up, dude. You know, I'm bouncing off the walls. You know how I do.
You know? Well, we're gonna have some.
I've been wing slapping a couple of people, but I'm bouncing off the walls, man. I'm having a great day.
Martin Seraph is my brother from another mother, and we're both children of God. So yes. he's kind of my wingman on some of these shows. But I just want to real quick before we'll let Seraph take a question. In regards to getting this information out there, one thing we've realized over the course of the last 2 or 3 days, because we're really close to these, I know we haven't talked about them much, but there's some systems that have been put in place called CVACs, which are Creations Value Asset Centers. There's one for every country in the world. And these are going to be the systems that help allow people access to their value, to the wealth that has always been theirs but has been stolen from them from over the years. So these are being designed and developed now. The systems are being put into place to make these operational in the very near future. When I say very new, I put emphasis and capitals on the very part. So what's going on with the raising awareness campaign that I'm a big part of is I just love it because it's fun right now. But there's going to be a time here in the very near future that it becomes irrelevant to try to spread this via a grassroots campaign. So if people are out there wondering, well, you know, going on ET First Contact Radio, you know, he might have a few thousand people or whatever, whatever. That doesn't matter because there's going to be a time where this story and this reality explodes onto the scene with a force. I'd say a force of vengeance, but vengeance would be a very terrible word to use. A vigor and excitement. And so it's called Absolute Data, and the scenario is that all of the information and all the facts and all the truths of all the illusions and all the lies and all the things that have happened to humanity over the years come onto the table for every person to dissect, resonate with, feel, and know as truth, and decide where do we all as individuals want to go from here, because no one is going to be telling them anyone what to do with their life, their time, their value, or their being. Everyone is free to co-create the existence that they want to create, and no one is going to stop them from doing so unless it's harming another person, another being.
It's going to be an exciting time. So let's have your brother from another mother. He's also my from another mother. Hello there. How's the show?
Hello, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Fantastic.
It's good to have you.
Today has been a sick day for me. It's crazy. I'll tell you what I mean. It's bananas. I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
I talked to my brother Brahim twice today. But in just the day, I spoke with Brian twice. I spoke with another brother who I'm going to leave his name out for right now. Mm-hmm. But I also spoke with Caleb. I talked to Caleb for 45 minutes today.
Caleb, by the way, he's one of the trustees.
Okay.
Yes, and Caleb is like the technical genius of the whole process. I mean, so when you see things happening in the very, very near future that make you say, how did they get this done so quickly and so seamlessly? You can blame Caleb for that. And I mean, after having the conversation that I had with him today, I'm bouncing higher off the walls than I was earlier talking to Brian. And like I said, I got involved in this movement. I don't even know exactly how it happened, but for some reason I ended up in a chat room talking about this. And I'm the kind of guy that when I believe in something and it resonates with me immediately, then I seek to be as deep involved as I can possibly be. Mm-hmm. So fast forward 3 or 4 days, and I'm having a 2-hour conversation with Heather. So that's just how I did it. But I'm telling everyone on the call right now, under the sound of my very, very excited voice, that whatever you want to do with respect to the One People's Public Trust, do it.
Don't even think
about it. Yes. Just do it. Because there's nothing, no body, no power, no principality, no fake government, no farces that were, nothing is in place that can stop you from doing whatever your heart desires right now. There is no middle man, middle ground, middle force, middle entity between you, the created, and the creator. And because you're a chip off the old block, I don't care what religious belief you have. Let's just say you're a Christian. Well, Jesus of Nazareth clearly said, "Have I not said ye are gods?" Quit looking over that scripture and go with it. Because that's who I am. I'm a guy that somebody says to me, "You're a god." Okay, I'm done. That's all you need to say to me. That's all you needed to say. I'm good now. I can handle it from here.
Hey, my brother, you have a warm heart. And your warm heart is giving love to the radio. It's giving love to the audience. It's wonderful to say. Thank you, man. It's wonderful.
Seraph makes love to the radio, man. That's why we love having him on.
That's right, brother. Well, listen, guys, I got to run. I just want to jump in and make Brian laugh because I love to hear him laugh. So I just want to jump in and make Brian laugh. And now I'm going to go have a bite to eat, and I'm going to the studio. I got to write. I'm working on a song called B, and this is going to be a smash hit. But I don't care if it makes any money because who needs money? I got everything I ever will ever need.
My brother, love is the highest energy in the universe. I want to thank you and bless you for being on the show.
Much love, brother.
Thank you, and I return in kind.
All right, bro.
All right, that's wonderful, Brian. That was really wonderful. Yeah, yeah. I love to have people calling. Yeah, if you want to call, the number is. I have to look it up quickly. Yeah, welcome to the show, BES Radio, ET First Contact Radio. We have Brian Kenny on the show. And if you want to call from the United States, it's toll-free, 888-627-6008. And if you're calling from abroad, from Europe or Asia or South America, it's 001-530-327-7602. And you can look up the numbers on bbsradio.com. So, Brian, this is a fantastic show. You know, it's the energy is bursting, and I'm bursting from enthusiasm from what you are saying. And it's really amazing. So, you know, I have the feeling it's very close. All this stuff, you know, this closure. And as our brother would just told us, he said something about wings. He's flying on his wings.
He's flying on his wings. Seraph's his name is Seraph, is short for Seraphim, and he's the guardian or protector angel.
Right.
That's the role he's taken on all this. So he's my bulldog. He's my protector, but he protects with love and light. So if anybody tries to get up in my business and get crazy on me, I just unleash some Seraph, and I know I'm going to be okay.
Wonderful, yeah. Yeah, he feels so warm. I felt so much warmth and love from his words. You know, it's amazing. We are all one tribe with many colors from the universe, and all those ancestors from the different planets are going to join us soon, and we're going to live in abundance.
Yes. One thing here, let me out real quick, Martin. Let me throw this in. Because I'm feeling inspired too. Because I'm feeling it in the moment of now. So one of the most beautiful things about this process over the course of the last 2 months, I mean, it's changed my life in every way imaginable. First of all, I quit my job and my source of financial security because I know how close we are to me not needing money to support myself anymore. So I do this full time now, and all these amazing people that I've come into contact with, most of them I've never met face to face. I've only talked to them on the phone. I've never met Seraph face to face. I've never shook his hand. I've never given him a hug, at least physically on this dimension, right?
Yeah.
Same with Heather. Same with, you know, Bob and Chris and Lisa and all these fascinating people. Everybody that I've talked to on all the radio shows, I've never met all these people face to face. But I know that I feel a connection to them, because I realize the separation between us is the biggest illusion, that we are all one. So you asked me earlier, you said, what can people go out and do? Just go into a public place and smile at people. go out and shake people's hand. Ask them how they're doing.
Yes.
You know, just when you're walking down and you're passing people, smile from ear to ear. Mm-hmm. And I have a shirt. It's my – I haven't talked about this on the radio yet, but I got a shirt. It's my favorite shirt. By all of all the shirts I have, it's my favorite shirt to wear. It says free hugs on the front of it. And I love it. I love it because I wear it out in public and people look at me and they see my shirt and I see it in their eyes. They wonder, does that guy just like that shirt? Or can I cash in on a free hug right now? And once I see that look in their eye, I tilt my head to the side like a little confused puppy and I open my arms and I hug complete strangers.
Wonderful.
And it makes my day to be able to do that because you're creating connections with people that don't usually have those types of experiences out in public. People, people in public aren't used to just hugging people that they don't know. But that's because we've been so delusioned by these systems that keep us apart from each other that we just don't know that.
Brian, let me tell you something. I think the most evil how can I put it in words? Most evil institution in the on the planet is the mainstream media, because they were trying. It's not going to last long anymore because this closure is coming. But the television and the mainstream radio, they have been trying to divide us in between religions and wars and races, and this is the main problem. And that's why we have alternative radio stations like BBS Radio with wonderful journalists doing their job every week. You know, because we are all one. We are one family, one tribe of many colors. We're all connected.
That's very true on so many levels. And one thing, you know, I understand exactly what you're saying, Martin, and I completely and wholeheartedly agree with you on so many levels. But one thing that I think it's really important with where we are on this journey is that we realize that no matter how dirty the deed or evil appearing the task may have been, every component was put there by design to allow humanity the opportunity to experience that which those components created. So when this is all over and we all take our masks off and our identities fade away, because we're not how much money we have in the bank, we're not the clothes that we wear, we're not the thoughts that are inside of our head, and we're not the things that we've done. So all of these, you know, everybody that's part of the mainstream media, everybody that's a banker, everybody that's a government official or a politician, these are all characters that have been taken on in this cosmic play. And consider these characters the ones that really had the jobs of making things appear to be totally dark. Let's start to look at these characters as the ones that have signed on for the most intense and extreme roles. Because they created an environment where it allowed the contrast to be understood. It's kind of like the saying, you can't know love without knowing the extreme polarity and duality of hate. You cannot know light unless you know total darkness. And so when you look at duality and you look at these contrasts that everybody plays a role in this current plane of duality, but duality is coming to an end. So it's time that we all now come to a point where we say, let's, no matter what background we come from, no matter what religion, no matter what race, creed, color, sex, nationality, whatever it might be, no matter what roles, we are all in this together, and it takes love and joy and total acceptance of all that is in order for us to be able to move on to the next plane and the next paradigm of existence. So it's time to join arms and move into this process together as one, collectively, unanimously, with the whole of creation of all that is.
Amen, Brian. Amen. This is going to be the world. This is going to be the new paradigm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love you, brother. Thank you so much for having me on the show. How much time we got?
In fact, we have to sign off now. I just want to say, Brian Kelly was on the show from the People's Trust, One People's Trust. And what's your website, Brian?
The blog is American Kabuki, which is American K and then kabuki.blogspot.com. I'm a co-author on that blog. It's myself, American Kabuki, and Sophia Love. But that's a great place to go get updated information.
On Facebook.
Who?
Sophia Love is a friend of me on Facebook. We all connected. We are so closely connected. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sophia Love is a sweetheart. She's like my soul sister. So I'll send her a quick shout out right now.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. Hey, I want to tell the listeners that next Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, we have Brian again on findingvoicesradio.com. And next Thursday, I have a lady on BBF, on ET First Contact Radio, and she's going to talk about the Phoenix Lights, which appeared in Phoenix, of course, in 1997. And she's going to talk extensively about it. Brian, I love you, brother, and I love all the listeners, and I love all humanity and the cosmos. This was an amazing show with a lot of energy. It's been amazing. Thank you, Brian. Namaste.
Martin, thank you. I love you. And we are one, my brother. I look forward to sharing the archive.
Yes, we are one big tribe of beautiful souls.
You, absolutely, brother. Hey, namaste. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.